Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right, let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Hey, Brett Young, welcome back to the UK. Here you are.
What's up, brother?
You've been here for a little bit, right? You've been doing some shows, everything. You've settled in.
Yeah, this is the last of 10, and I think we've been here 16 days.
So you're like a local now.
Yeah, I don't know. The jet lag, I didn't settle in this time.
Oh, really?
No, I've been like having to take naps during the day. I feel like a rookie.
Are you not a nap guy in general?
No.
Never?
I would love to be a nap guy, but I have children that won't allow it.
Oh, yeah. But you want them to have naps, for
they
sure.
They could want nothing to do with me and be playing in the corner, and the second I close my eyes, they're climbing on me. It's just the...
Yeah.
And they're you're correct. I would love for them to still be napping, but they're out of their nap stage. So they're awake, and so am I.
And do you have moments where you're just kind of like tiptoeing around because you feel them settling down a little bit and you're like, I'm just going to see if this will head towards a nap?
I wish. I thought fully that having girls would mean that I would have girls with girl energy.
Yeah.
And I don't. I have girls with full-blown boy energy. So there's no tiptoeing right. Because they're bouncing off the walls all the time.
Right. When they take a nap, what's on your list of things to do?
I mean, they haven't napped for years now, which is crazy because I thought the six-year-old stopped at 4. But the four-year-old pretty much stopped at 2 when the six-year-old stopped, which is really young to stop napping.
Yeah.
When they did nap, that was like the time to sneak in a workout or something.
Right.
When I'm on the road all the time, I hate to do things for myself when I'm home because it takes away time from them.
Sure.
So I'll try to do it when the six-year-old's in school or the four-year-old has ballet or back then when they were napping.
Right.
So it's errands. I mean, it's not fun stuff. It's the stuff
no,
that you have
just
to get done.
Stuff done. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I hear that. And what about when you're over here? Like, do you ever bring them over?
You know, normally this is a trip that my wife comes on because it lands, our anniversary was on the 3rd.
Mm.
So in the past when we've done, if we do May, nobody will come. But if we do the October, November run, my wife will come. And this would have been the year when they were old enough to start coming, the girls with us.
Right.
But it's also the year that my oldest started school. So now that doesn't work. So this was just me this year.
And has that changed how you're touring over here?
I love a good routine. And when it's just me, I don't have to like fit in other people's things. So
right.
It's Groundhog Day. And I love that.
So what's talk us through a Brett Young routine day. What's going on?
Because the sleep during the night isn't normal.
Mm-hmm.
I generally get a second sleep from like 8 to 11 in the morning.
Do you know what that's called, Brett?
What?
A nap.
Well, fair enough, but it's a nap because I'm only getting 1 to 4.
Yeah, I hear you.
And then awake again until 8 in the morning.
Do you know, apparently, back in kind of...
I just read this.
Yeah, they did.
They'd get up and eat and like hang out for an hour and then go back to bed.
They do double sleeps.
Yeah.
I think bring that back.
I'm into it. Because if I wake up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I will eat something.
Yeah.
Why not just stay up for an hour, catch a show, and go back to bed?
You basically are like a medieval... jester.
I'm like so far behind my time that I'm ahead of my time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you've done your medieval second sleep, and then?
I'll get a workout leading right up into soundcheck. Then I have time to shower up. We're doing a VIP experience on this run.
Yeah.
So that happens early. We got to get that done before doors open. So after soundcheck, we shower up. We do a Q&A, a couple songs, and a meet and greet. And then I have time to eat dinner before Sam Fisher hits the stage. So
wait, so you are working out, showering, doing all that before you're eating?
Yeah, I'm a little bit weird with food.
Okay.
I supplement the first two meals of the day, and I eat dinner.
Okay.
So protein bars, protein shakes, things like that.
Just I got you.
Things that are easy to snack on to make sure my body has fuel, but like not actually sitting down to spend 30, 40 minutes on a hot meal.
I love it. Absolute Radio Country with Brett Young. You don't know what you're missing, featuring Mr. George Burge. We're loving this at the moment.
Thank you.
He's a fun fella, isn't he?
He's great.
Yeah.
He's a... Man, that guy works his butt off.
Mm.
And I love to see it. We... when we picked George, I chose originally George's voice. He had cowboy songs out at the time, and I was like, this is a great voice. This will lend itself really well to the record. And as I went down the rabbit hole of his social media and stuff, I said, God, this guy's posting 30 times a day. Does he have any time to do anything else?
Yeah.
And I love that because it's going to give the song exposure and he's going to sound great on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he crushed it. And we have a lot in common. George played college golf, and I'm big into golf right now. And he's just a good dude. So
what
we had a blast.
Is it with country stars and golf? Because everybody who comes through here is like suddenly they're golfing. Or you know, Darius Rucker, it seems to be like the king of the golfers.
He's been golfing forever. I think I know the answer. And a big part of it is just that golf is having a movement right now. Golf is popular right now. But the other thing is that it's something that we can do, especially those of us that are married and have kids that feel guilty asking for 4 hours at home.
Mm.
It's something we can do on the road.
Right.
So I have a second bag on the tour bus when we're home, and I probably golf 80% of my golf's probably on the road, even though I live on a golf course at home.
You live on a golf course?
I do, but I don't want to come home from 3-4 days away and say, honey, I just need 4 hours.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel right. So I'd rather say, you know, we're going to a town that has a cool golf course. If I want to work out at noon, let's get an 8 a.m. tee time and get out there and play some golf. And with that, I've gotten to play all around the country and some cool courses. And it's just a good way to kind of break up the monotony on the road.
Yeah, that makes sense. At home, on the golf course, ever had a golf ball come flying through the window?
We are very lucky. We're not in what you call the hit zone.
Okay.
We're on the third tee box.
Okay.
But they're hitting away from our house and we're protected by a tree line. My father-in-law does, however, think it's really funny to put golf balls right under the windowsill.
Right.
So we think a ball has flown into our yard and almost broken a window, but we've caught him doing it every time. So.
Oh, he's a jokester.
Yeah, he is.
You know what he's like. So you have had so much music that we continue to love and play, like, you know, going way back, but also just this new stuff, not just the one with George Burge that we've just added to the playlist. You don't know what you're missing. But before that, Drink With You, that was on our playlist earlier this year. There seems to be a real connection between you and UK fans. And they connect with your music, they connect with you on stage, but also I think there's something to be said for how many times you keep coming back. It seems like a real priority for you, the UK.
Yeah, I think we talked about this, you and I, in the past, but I feel really fortunate that when I first came with Lady A, I mean, I think it was 8 years ago now, it was for C2C, but we played arenas with them, and I fell in love with the fans over here, and I told them, I said, I love this, I'm coming back, and they said, well, make sure you mean that, because they're going to test you. At the beginning, they're going to make sure that they see that you're committed to continuing to come back. They don't want to come enjoy you and then not see you again for 10 years. So the first couple of years might be pretty small venues, and it might not be that fulfilling. It might be kind of frustrating. You might lose money.
Mm.
But once they see that you're dedicated to coming back and you're committed, they're going to lock in, and it's a special thing when they do. And they were exactly right. It was C2C twice where I wasn't responsible for ticket sales, which was nice. But then it was about 2 years of really small rooms and, you know, probably stretching it financially a little bit. And then all of a sudden we just saw, wow, the room doubled. The room doubled again.
Yeah.
And it's the same type of incredible fan. There's just more of them every year. And we're to the point now where it's that type of fan in arenas, and it happened really fast. You're right. I think that commitment to being here and being consistent is meaningful, because, you know, it's terrible to, even for me, artists that are in the States that only tour like every 7 or 8 years, it's a bummer. It's hard for me to stay excited from a concert in, you know, 2017 and knowing they're coming back in 2025.
I'm
kind of over it and on to the next thing by then. So I think that we've
Adele.
I think we've got a good
relationship. Come on, Adele.
I didn't say it, Adele. I think we've got a good relationship. I really love my fans over here.
Yeah, and you know, we see it not just when we play your stuff, which is on the playlist, so we're playing it every day, but when something is announced for you, or when we say that you're going to be on the show, and we see, like, the fans just are so here for it. And also, it's kind of like, you know what I always feel like? As a fan, I can see exactly what you're saying. We go to see artists, and we see the room, like, build and build and build and build. And that's so exciting. And it's kind of always equated a little bit to running. Are you a runner?
Mean, I hate running.
I hate running,
but
too.
But it's a requirement for me.
But running, every time you run, you see a little bit of an improvement. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a quick improvement, there's a tangible improvement.
Sure.
And you can really, really see it, which isn't always the case with all sports and all physical activities. But I always feel like country artists coming over here, it's a little bit like that. Like, it's a little bit like a marathon.
Sure.
Where you just see yourself getting bigger and bigger, and the crowd's getting bigger and bigger.
Sure,
as well.
And you're right. Like, while your abilities stretch, or, you know, relatively the room size stretches, mm-hmm. you also get more comfortable in it as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you use running as an example, you get to the point where you want it to get, and then maybe you don't go further with it, but you just, it gets easier and easier. And with music, it gets more and more fun.
Yeah.
You know, we get in an arena and it's not nerves, it's excitement. I can't wait to get out there with them now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I love that analogy. I think it's great.
Easier on the knees, I suppose.
Oh, the knees, man. That's a whole, we need 15 more minutes for a knee conversation.
We'll do a whole knees. Knee Q&A.
Yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned Lady A. They collab with you on this new album as well, right?
They did. So Charles, this is another golf story. Charles and his brothers, the Kelly brothers, do a golf tournament for charity every year. And he invited me to that. And I had that song. And I didn't have it as a feature. I just had myself on it. And we had already recorded it for the record. Mm. And I knew I wanted a feature, but I didn't know who it was. And I knew it needed to be somebody married with children that could speak the same to the same story in the same language. And I just happened to be thinking, I want Charles's opinion on this song. And as he's listening to it, I went, take him off. I just realized that you're three married artists in one band. And he goes, say no more. And he sent a text and it was a done deal. They were in the studio the following week cutting it. And I mean, what a cool full circle thing for them to be my first tour, my first time over here. And now to have all of their voices on this. And they didn't just sing together on the tail end of that song. I mean, they're all over it, having their harmonies behind my voice as well. Mm. It was like a really full circle thing. So it was really fun to do that one.
Oh, the harmonies are great.
They're insane.
We love harmonies, but I mean they're just, and because they almost have that thing like blood harmony, which normally is a kind of, you have to be related, like a family thing. Mm-hmm. We talk about blood harmony a lot mm-hmm. in country music, and it's a very hard thing to get mm-hmm. outside of actual bloodlines,
sure.
but they seem to have it.
Sure, yeah. I feel like, you know, when you, there's so many features that everybody are doing right now, it's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
And not all voices blend. They just don't, and that's not even when you're talking about blood harmony. Some voices just don't sound together in general.
That's true, yeah.
You can get a good harmony that doesn't sound blood harmony, right?
Yeah.
But they sound like they're cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, exactly.
Their voices, they were meant to go together, and we got lucky that they worked well with me, too, because it was 50-50 when you got something,
yes,
a package like theirs, it's going to work or it's not,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Well, and we got really lucky with that one. Thank you.
And Ashley Cook as well, who we love, she's having such a moment right now. You've collaborated with Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley reached out with her first single, and she was already having a lot of success with that one on satellite radio.
Yeah.
And they were about to go to terrestrial radio with it, and they had the idea for a duet. And, I'm really kind of precious about if I'm going to sing on a song, I have to love the song.
Yeah, sure.
That's the songwriter in me. That's not the artist in me. And what a well-written song. I, it's funny. I had nothing to do with the writing process, and I'm just the feature on it. It's not my song. But I get requested to sing that song for people's weddings. And I'm like, as you realize, it's not my song, right? This is Ashley's song. But it's such a good song that people are wanting to attach it to.
Have you ever sang it at a wedding?
No, I would never take that. I would never. I'll be like, well, I do have some other wedding songs. You know?
But do you get asked to sing at weddings a lot?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I might
have a second career when I'm done touring.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, like yeah. Just me and Adam Sandler.
Make sure you get the buffet.
Absolutely. Add it in the rider.
I saw some story about, did you see this wedding photographer did the whole wedding, but they wouldn't feed him, and so he deleted all the photos.
Good for him.
Exactly.
Good for him. He was hangry.
Yeah, I love a buffet, though.
I love a buffet.
Where do you head to first on a buffet? Like, if we're, let's do a breakfast buffet. Where are you going?
Is this Brett now or Brett 2 years ago?
Whichever Brett you want to talk
about.
I'm
all meat now.
All meat.
Meat
so you're
eggs.
Like, bacon sausage, here
bacon,
we go.
Bacon sausage, eggs. I don't cheat anymore.
No pancake.
No, this is Brett 2.0. That's okay. Part of the name for the record is that, like, I'm very stubborn about it. But like Brett 2 years ago,
wow, it's a
we're going for
a
waffles,
style.
Strawberries, whipped cream, syrup, yeah. The whole thing. We're going dessert for breakfast. I got that from my dad. But now it's pure protein.
So how do you feel about like UK breakfast?
I mean, do you want the right answer or do you want the real answer?
No, I want the real answer because
not a fan. Not a fan.
Okay. What do you not like?
I mean, you put the word blood and sausage and I'm out.
Sure.
Yeah.
I get that.
I don't really understand sweet baked beans with eggs. I'm just kind of not in.
Yeah. Yeah. So the beans for breakfast, not a thing.
No, I mean, if I do breakfast here, we just got bacon and eggs.
Okay.
I can still do it happily, but I'm not, but I'm also, even in the States, I'm just not an experimental eater.
Okay.
It drives my wife crazy. If we go somewhere really cool, she's excited to try, you know, the expensive, like, rare thing that you... And I'm like, that sounds... What is it? Salmon eggs on top of cooked salmon? Like, what? I don't want fish at all. I'm pretty much pig, cow, and chicken.
Okay, I got you. But it's no fish, certainly not double fish.
No. And like, also, the eggs, like, explode in your mouth. I'm not into it. Yeah. And she eats caviar, but she puts, like, a Frito and sour cream. I'm like, that's not caviar. You like Fritos and sour cream. Like, that, you know, so I don't know. I'm just not adventurous.
Do you do that thing where you're not actually allergic to something, but you will say that you are so that you don't have to eat it?
No.
Okay.
I would, though.
Okay.
If I was in a situation where I felt really pressured and I didn't know how to get out of it, I would totally do it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that yet. My thing with seafood is I love shellfish.
Yeah.
And I am allergic to shellfish.
Oh, okay.
I don't like cooked fish for the texture, the taste, or anything.
Right.
I'm not allergic to that. I just absolutely won't do it. So the sad thing is I would destroy lobster, shrimp, and all that stuff, yeah. But I have a mild enough allergy where a few bites and I'm not feeling well.
You're not even a tuna guy? I feel like you're a tuna guy.
No. In fact, I made a joke the other day that the most diabolical weapon ever would be a squirt gun filled with tuna water.
I mean, yeah, there's many problems with that.
Yeah, because like if that's gross... That's what tuna sits in. Why would I want to eat that?
When are you coming back?
As soon as you'll have us.
Okay.
I feel like we've been doing every year or year and a half, and it was a year and a half this time, and it felt long.
Yeah.
So maybe same time next year.
Okay.
And if these rooms keep growing and these people keep coming out, we're going to keep coming.
Just before you go, we got to talk about the Royal Albert Hall, because that was the last time we saw each other. Mm-hmm. I was hosting Highways. You were headlining Highways. What a special night that was.
Crazy. First of all, those fans were nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so used to subdued, kind of like quiet fans, yeah. But that was a festival crowd.
Especially
in Royal
in a
Albert
fancy
Hall.
Fancy pants venue,
yeah.
Like the Royal Albert Hall.
No, they were getting
Hall.
After it, and they had
no
been
decorum.
Getting after it for days, it felt like, at that point.
Yeah, they
I'm actually getting a lot of social media posts, pictures and videos from last year, and it was rowdier than I thought it was. I mean, there are groups of like 10 dudes hanging on each other singing, in case you didn't know. That her eyes were half open, and I'm like, oh, they really were partying last year.
Yeah.
So we'll see if they're bringing the same party tonight or not. I don't know if we're going to get the festival crowd.
For that much red velvet, you thought that they would have been raised right and sit down a little bit, but no,
expected
they were not.
I expected a different experience. Now, don't get me wrong. I had an incredible experience, but I just expected a more subdued kind of listening audience, and that is not what we got.
No,
it
was a fantastic
It was a blast.
Night, listen, it is always a joy to have you back in the UK, and I know you won't be a stranger, and you'll come in and say howdy next time you're back, please.
Absolutely. Anytime you'll have me.
All right, now let's go have some tuna.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.